A lot of people looking at deficits today.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. With business and political heavy hitters rubbing elbows in Davos for a few days, among the things they're talking about is deficits. Marketplace coverage of the World Economic Forum in a moment. First, President Obama had plenty to say about deficits in his first official State of the Union address last night. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is with us live with a recap of what the president had to say. Good morning, Mitchell.
Good morning, Steve.
So polls show Americans are concerned about rising deficits. What's the president proposing?
Well, he fiercely defends the trillion in stimulus spending so far. He insists it prevented Great Recession from becoming Great Depression. But he says it's time to start trimming. So what he proposes is a freeze next year on programs. These are the ones that Congress controls, things like education and farm programs. What it doesn't include is the biggest budget sponges. That's defense, Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security.
So, Mitchell, are Republicans and deficit hawks buying that?
Well, they generally welcome a freeze, but as sort of a baby step. Here's Scott Biddle of Public Agenda.
Certainly, it's a step in the right direction, but it's not touching 70% of the budget.
Is there anyone at this point, Mitchell, who thinks we should be increasing the deficit?
Well, liberals generally think we should keep up spending on things like infrastructure and green energy projects, really anything to get Americans back to work. And in fact, the president seems to be on that same page.
Some in my own party will argue that we can't address the deficit or freeze government spending when so many are still hurting. And I agree, which is why this freeze won't take effect until next year, when the economy is stronger.
So rail against deficits this year, hold down spending next year.
There you go. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman joining us this morning. Mitchell, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
And now to our continuing coverage of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. The discussion today on deficits around the world and how they threaten the global economy. Marketplace European correspondent Stephen Beard has more.
Governments threw billions into staving off economic collapse, and it worked. A global recovery is underway. But Professor Niall Ferguson says there's a downside. Some governments are borrowing so much, it could push interest rates up, hampering recovery, and perhaps even triggering another crisis. Ferguson told me he's especially worried about the ballooning US deficit.
And at some point, financial markets are going to take fright at the prospect of literally an ocean of red ink. If we leave that situation intact, I'm afraid we're planting the seeds of the next big crisis.
This week, the Congressional Budget Office forecast big American deficits stretching out almost to the end of the century. What the U.S. needs pretty soon, says Ferguson, is a credible plan to get the budget back into balance within the next 5 years. In Davos, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Stocks are higher around the world today. Shares in Europe are up an average of 0.75%. Asian markets closed on the plus side. The Nikkei and Hang Seng each gained about 1.5%. Wall Street yesterday, the S&P gained 0.5%, and the Dow tacked on about 41 points. It ended the day at 10,236. Ford announced this morning it made money in 2009, the first time it's done that in 4 years. Profits for the American automaker topped $2.7 billion, and it says it expects an even better showing this year.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, offering business owners financial guidance for the long term. Information is at massmutual.com. By Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at microsoft.com/cloud services. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com.
The theme of this year's proceedings at Davos has been rebuilding the global economy, but today much of the focus is on rebuilding Haiti. Catherine Bragg coordinates emergency relief efforts for the United Nations, and she's with us this morning from Davos. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me on your program.
What kind of reception are you getting in Davos? Are people sort of coming up to you and saying, you know, what can I do to help? I mean, what's going on there?
I am actually very surprised by how central the whole Haitian situation is in the consciousness of people in Davos here. As soon as I registered, I was handed a pamphlet listing all the events that are related to Haiti. I myself have been invited to be in quite a few sessions that was not pre-planned.
There's enormous power and a lot of money within an earshot of you right now. I mean, how do you harness all of that to get the best result?
Well, the sessions that have been organized around Haiti and around humanitarian action have been very well attended. And these are the participants are the movers and the shakers of this world. And so our messages are getting directly to them, you know, unfiltered, which is an enormous occasion for us. And so we have been giving messages such as, you know, we continue to need your financial support. We continue to need your engagement in terms of the expertise that only the private sector has. And we welcome any kind of partnership we can form in the future.
To our listeners who aren't in Davos, who don't have a whole lot of money to spare, how do they get involved?
Every dollar is important. It is not just the big donors who are important. What I would suggest to anyone who wants to get involved is to open your heart and open your wallet. And there are established organizations, such as the Red Cross, who know what they're doing, and they are involved at the moment in this relief effort. They can certainly use whatever contribution anyone can make, even if it is $1, even if it's just $5.
Catherine Bragg, Assistant Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs at the United Nations. Ms. Bragg, we do thank you for your time.
You're most welcome.
Finally, remember the stink over that Times Square ad featuring President Obama? He'd been photographed by the AP in China wearing a weatherproof brand jacket. The White House said, take it down. So Weatherproof is looking at other options. A new ad featuring Abraham Lincoln or even Sarah Palin modeling its women's wear. Said one company representative, that would be a move to the right. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.